Okay, let's be honest. Who actually enjoys scrolling through a mountain of generic emails every day? I know I don't.
It's definitely become part of the daily grind, hasn't it? Sifting through the noise.
Exactly. But what if there was a way to make email, dare I say, smarter?
Smarter. You mean like actually relevant to our interests?
You got it. That's what we're diving into today.
Sounds intriguing. Where are we headed with this?
Well, we're taking a deep dive into this article called Optimize Your Organization's Email Marketing with Gen AI Agents. And it's all about how AI is about to change your inbox, hopefully for the better.
Okay, color me interested. AI and email, what's the connection?
Basically, it's about moving away from those mass email blasts and creating something way more personalized.
So no more wading through a sea of irrelevant offers to find that one gem.
Precisely. Imagine if instead of a whole team of marketers crafting campaigns for like thousands of people, mm-hmm. you had a dedicated team whose sole focus was crafting the perfect email just for you.
Now that would be a game changer. A whole team just for me. I feel special already.
Right. Well, that's essentially what this article is proposing. But instead of a team of humans, we're talking about AI agents, each one with a specific role, all working behind the scenes to make sure every email that lands in your inbox is actually something you want to read.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. Break it down for me. Who are these AI agents, and what are they bringing to my inbox party?
So first up, you've got the writer agent.
Yeah.
This one's the creative brain of the operation. It analyzes all sorts of data, think, browsing history, downloads, even what webinars you've watched.
Wow, they're really digging deep. So they're using all that information to craft an email that speaks directly to my interests.
Precisely. It's not just about guessing what you might like. It's about using your actual behavior to anticipate your needs, maybe even before you realize you have them.
Okay, that's next level personalization. Let's say I'm on a major DIY kick, like constantly clicking on home improvement videos.
And scouring the internet for the best power drill deals.
You know it. Would the writer agent pick up on that and like send me an email about a virtual workshop on, I don't know, building a deck or something?
Exactly. Or maybe an exclusive discount on those power tools you've been eyeing.
All right, I'm starting to see the potential here. So the writer drafts this personalized masterpiece, but even the best writers need an editor, right?
100%. And that's where the editor agent struts in. Now, this isn't your average grammar geek just fixing typos, although it does that too. The editor agent's job is to make sure the email aligns with the overall marketing strategy.
Okay, so it's like having a strategic mastermind, making sure every email has a purpose, beyond just, hey, buy our stuff.
Exactly. Like, let's say the company is having a flash sale. The editor makes sure that information is front and center, while still keeping your individual preferences in mind.
Got it. So it's about finding that sweet spot between personalization and those broader marketing goals. But timing is key, right? Who wants a marketing email at 11 p.m. on a Sunday?
The worst. But luckily, that's where our friend the planner agent steps in.
Ugh, the master of timing. This is the one with the fancy algorithm that knows exactly when to hit send.
You got it. It looks at your past email behavior, when you open them, what you click on, and figures out the optimal time to reach you.
It's like having a personal assistant who knows exactly when I'm most likely to open that email. Okay, this is impressive. What else we got?
And to top it all off, we have the publisher agent. This is the one that actually sends that perfectly timed email on its way to your inbox.
The closer. Making sure all that hard work from the writer, editor, and planner actually reaches its destination.
It's like a well-oiled AI-powered machine.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to the data, right?
Absolutely. These AI agents are only as good as the information they're given.
So if the data's wrong, the whole system could go haywire, like sending me deals on gardening gloves when I'm clearly more of a power tool enthusiast.
You got it. And that's why, even with all this incredible automation, humans still play a crucial role in this new world of AI-powered email.
All right, so we've assembled our AI dream team. The writer, the editor, the planner, and the publisher. But how do we make sure they're not sending out emails that scream, "I was written by a robot"?
Yeah. Right. We don't want those. Well, that's where the humans come in, armed with their years of marketing know-how and their finely tuned spam filters, of course.
I like what you did there. So it's not just a matter of setting these AI agents loose and hoping for the best. There's actual training involved.
Oh, absolutely. Human feedback is key throughout the entire process. Think of it
like a boot camp for AI email marketers.
Yeah, exactly. Before any email makes it to your inbox, it goes through a rigorous testing phase.
Testing phase. Is that where they make sure the AI isn't secretly composing Shakespearean sonnets about toothpaste instead of promoting the latest smartphone?
Well, not exactly Shakespeare, but you get the idea. They'll either use what they call synthetic data.
Synthetic data.
Basically, it's like made up user behavior. Or they might use a small sample of real data to see how the AI performs in a controlled environment.
Okay, so they're putting it through its paces.
Right, and here comes the really important part, human review.
So, like a panel of email experts judging every word, every emoji.
You got it. Marketing teams will actually scrutinize these test emails to make sure they're engaging, on brand, and, you know, actually make sense.
So they're like the AI whisperers guiding them towards email marketing greatness.
I like that. And that feedback loop, that's where the magic really happens, you know? It's how the AI agents learn and refine their skills. Any tweaks or adjustments, all based on human insights.
Fascinating. So we've got this amazing blend of human intuition and AI's processing power. But when they're ready to actually send out these emails, do they just unleash a tidal wave of AI-generated content on the world?
Not quite a tidal wave. It's actually a much more strategic rollout. They use something called canary deployment.
Canary deployment. It sounds kind of cute. Like they send a canary into the email mineshaft to test for, I don't know, spam traps.
Okay, I love that visual. But it's a bit less dramatic in reality. Essentially, it means they introduce the AI-powered emails gradually.
Oh, baby steps.
Exactly. They start by sending to a small percentage of their target audience. A test run, but with real people.
And I'm guessing they're monitoring those inboxes like hawks.
You better believe it. They're watching those engagement metrics, open rates, click-through rates, you name it. And if the numbers aren't where they need to be.
Back to boot camp for those AI agents.
You got it. It's all about constantly monitoring, tweaking, refining. It's a process, just like any other marketing strategy.
So even in this brave new world of AI-driven email, human oversight is still super important.
It's essential. It's really more of a partnership, isn't it? Humans provide the strategy, the creativity, you know, the human touch, while AI handles the data crunching and personalization at scale.
Working together to create the ultimate email marketing machine.
Exactly. It's a beautiful thing. But the million-dollar question is, does it actually work?
Right. Are people actually responding to these AI-crafted emails? And we'll tackle that question right after this quick break. All right, so we've covered the who and the how of this whole AI email revolution. But the real question is, does it actually work? Are people actually clicking on these AI-crafted emails, or are they still just getting lost in the shuffle?
Well, the article focuses more on how this AI email marketing system works, but it does hint at some pretty impressive results.
Okay, don't leave me hanging. What kind of results are we talking about here?
Think back to those key metrics like open rates and click-through rates, even conversions.
Right, the stuff that really matters to marketers.
Exactly. And the article suggests that companies using this AI-powered approach are seeing some pretty significant improvements in all of those areas.
So it's not just about making our inboxes prettier or, you know, less overwhelming. It's about those emails actually resonating with us, getting us to engage, maybe even make a purchase.
Exactly. It's all about cutting through the clutter and delivering content that's timely, relevant, and genuinely valuable to the recipient.
It almost sounds too good to be true. Are we really on the verge of like an inbox utopia where marketing emails are actually enjoyable?
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're still talking about marketing emails here.
True, true.
But I think this technology definitely has the potential to make the whole experience more personalized, less intrusive, and who knows, maybe even a little bit enjoyable.
It's a win-win, right?
Yeah.
Businesses get better results, and we, the consumers, get a more tailored, less overwhelming inbox experience. But here's what really gets me excited. If AI can personalize something as complex as email marketing this effectively, imagine the possibilities in other areas of our digital lives.
Oh, absolutely. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
We're talking smarter news feeds that filter out all the noise and deliver the stories that actually matter to us.
Right. And personalized learning platforms that adapt to our own pace and learning style.
What about shopping experiences that predict our needs and preferences before we even type in a search query?
You got it. This is just the beginning. This whole AI email thing, it's really just a glimpse into how AI can create more personalized, more engaging, and ultimately more human-centered digital experiences across the board.
It's like stepping into the future of the internet. Okay, so there you have it, folks, our deep dive into the world of AI-powered email marketing. We've explored how this technology is already transforming the way brands connect with us, and honestly, it might just revolutionize our inboxes for the better.
It's a fascinating example of how technology, when used thoughtfully and ethically, really does have the power to make even the most mundane aspects of our digital lives, like email, more personalized, more efficient, and, dare I say it, maybe even a little bit delightful.
Hear, hear. So keep an eye on your inboxes, because the future of email is here, and it's powered by AI. Until next time, happy diving.